KQED.
Usually on our show, we take you on a weekly road trip around California, a kind of audio journey to meet people and visit places unique to the Golden State. This week, we're going to head a little farther away, about 3,000 miles away, to a place that's very much tied to California, El Salvador. California's home to the largest population of Salvadorans in the U.S. It's an immigrant community that's in the spotlight now because of the Trump administration's recent decision to end temporary protected status for people who came from El Salvador, fleeing a devastating earthquake and widespread gang violence. Many Salvadorans who've been longtime residents of California have already been deported before Trump's decision. That's the case for a man named Juan Vicente. Reporter Levi Bridges traveled to El Salvador to see how he's adjusting to life after deportation.
If you get deported to El Salvador, the first thing you see is the tarmac of the airport outside the capital. Juan Vicente left El Salvador when he was just 12. Now he's 49. Landing here, Juan was in complete shock.
I'm looking out the window crying like, wow, I'm here, you know, got deported.
Juan's a stocky guy with short, silvery hair and a bristly mustache. He lived in California for more than 30 years. His entire family is still there.
My mom lives in Fontana, California, and my brother lives in San Francisco. My sister lives in Garden Grove. All my kids are out there in Bakersfield.
Juan's been deported twice. The first time, he lost a green card for DUIs he got when he was younger. He returned to California immediately, crossing the border illegally. Then Juan was deported again, 15 years later, after he was stopped for a traffic violation. Now, with two deportations, Juan says the punishment he'd face for returning just isn't worth it.
5 years in prison, federal. So I don't want to do that. I'd rather go to Mexico.
Juan dreams of starting a new life in Tijuana, someplace where his family could visit. He has seven children in California, all of them adults and U.S. citizens. Juan tried going to Tijuana last year, but Mexico is also cracking down on immigration, deporting thousands of Central Americans. And Juan was deported from Mexico, too. Today, Juan lives with a cousin next to a Seventh-day Adventist church in Santa Ana, a bustling city tucked between dry, rolling foothills in western El Salvador. His only connection to California is a cell phone. Juan calls his mom each week with a calling card.
Mom, ¿cómo está, mom?
In her mobile home in Fontana, California, Juan's mom is busy making pupusas, flat discs of corn dough filled with cheese.
I miss her. I want to see my mom. You know, she's getting old.
Los Angeles is where Juan came of age. He worked in the oil fields in Bakersfield, and later at Trader Joe's.
My home has always been the United States. And I was born here, but right here, it's not my home. It's never been.
How Juan got to California in the first place is kind of complicated. Juan's mother migrated to California by herself in the 70s. And while she was saving up to bring her son over there, Juan spent his early years living with his grandparents in Santa Ana.
Here's my old neighborhood. Beautiful place.
But everything here changed in 1979, when civil war broke out in El Salvador between the government and leftist guerrillas.
There was dead people right here, gunshots in the middle of the night, bombs going off.
Juan says soldiers would storm into his grandparents' house to recruit him to fight, sometimes the army, sometimes guerrillas. His grandmother would hide him under corn sacks. Juan was only 10. Finally, Juan's mom came back to El Salvador and took him to California. She had married a U.S. citizen and got Juan U.S. residency. But Los Angeles wasn't always safe either. When Juan was a teenager, Central American gangs like MS-13 and 18th Street formed in Los Angeles. Juan says gang members even tried to recruit him, but he steered clear of them.
Three fugitives are on the run after 40-plus raids targeting high-ranking MS-13 gang members today across Los Angeles.
As the U.S. began deporting large numbers of Central Americans in the 90s, those same gangs set up shop in El Salvador. And they make life really dangerous for people like Juan, who was never even part of a gang. After he was deported, Juanse's five gang members encircled him to look for tattoos from rival gangs. One guy ripped off his shirt.
Another guy told me to take my pants off. The only thing I had was my boxers. People was walking by. Even a cop was walked by. He didn't say nothing.
This is the reality of life in El Salvador right now. Gangs that started in California affect everyone here. At a street stand in Santana, women mold round pupusas with their hands. Small businesses like these all over El Salvador have to pay gangs a cut of their profits. That makes it difficult and dangerous for people to start businesses in El Salvador after they get deported. The gangs kill people who don't pay up.
Every day they kill somebody over here.
There's so many ways Juan's trying to adjust to life here. Even just going grocery shopping. At a supermarket in downtown Santana, Juan's looking for his favorite brand of orange juice.
The state, there's only a dollar. Over here is $1.70.
The orange juice costs more here than it does in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it does. Real expensive here. Everything.
And money's tight.
Everything.
Juan can't get a job because he doesn't have a Salvadoran ID. The building that had a copy of his birth certificate was blown up in the war. He's been deported from California and deported from Mexico. And he's technically undocumented in El Salvador, too.
Right here, I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing. No papers, no family.
Back home in the evening, Juan calls his mom again. She's done making pupusas now.
¿Que cómo le van las pupusas, ma?
These conversations make Juan wish he'd done things differently, that he hadn't drunk so much when he was younger, that he hadn't gotten those DUIs and lost his green card.
I was young and stupid. I regret it every day. I had the American dream, and I lost it.
This is the reality that awaits thousands of deported Salvadorans, a new life in a dangerous country far away from California, the place many people, like Juan, consider their real home.
Okay, gracias, ma. Love you, mom, okay? Okay, bye, mom. Love you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
For the California Report, I'm Levi Bridges in Santana, El Salvador.